The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
Radio X.
There's a great bit of David Groh chat kicking around. I thought I'd share with you. We always call him David Groh because that's what his mum told us to call him. You never upset a man's mum, do you? So David Groh, he joined Nirvana in September 1990, right? They signed to the famous Geffen Records, released the unbelievable Nevermind, and within a year, they were one of the biggest bands in the world. It all happened super quick for them. And I'd never heard this before, right? But the first thing that happened to David Groh was that a massive court case was filed by his former band, who were called Scream, hardcore punks, and they just split up and there's a bit of bad blood. Anyway, David Groh said this: some piece of paper I signed in a van outside a Denny's diner when I was in a band called Scream, starving, nothing to lose, not thinking any of this would go anywhere. And then I signed with Nirvana and I got sued for $40,000 straight out of the gate because some guy said I was still under contract with him. And that sucked. I bet it did, Dave Grohl. Anyway, went on to say, no one thought Nirvana would be a big deal. No one. And anyone who said they did are full of it. Changed the word there. Anyway, no one had a clue. So when everything went crazy, when the world started coming to us, when the whole wild ride started happening, it gave me a license to never have to listen to anyone ever again. From that moment on, no one has ever told me what to do. No one in 25 years. I've never had anyone come up to me and say, Dave, you have to do this. How about that for a Monday night feeling? Let's all just take a second and just imagine what that's like. Never being told what to do again. Can you imagine that, Producer Vin?
The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
Radio X.
The Evening Show. Classic album of the week.
X.
Every Monday night we like to have a little look back at a classic album here on Radio X. And tonight we're going to go back to the Chemical Brothers and the amazing Dig Your Own Hole. All the way back on the 7th of April 1997, 21 years ago that came out. And I thought tonight I'd give it a little personal touch to remind myself and go back to a really magical time in my life when that album came out. I remember sitting in the front garden at my house when Tea in the Park was on in 1997. I bought a crate of Stella Stubbies. Probably illegally looking back at it, but we don't want to talk about that now. And sat and watched the crowds arrive for the festival. It was incredible. And it was an amazing, amazing year. I remember at the dance tent, I think it might have been the year before when they were writing this album, there was quite a special lineup. Chemical Brothers, then David Holmes, followed by Left Field. And I think seeing Chemical Brothers at Tea in the Park really did give me a huge appetite for them because they were brilliant around this time. So 1997, the 7th of April, as I say, 21 years ago, the second album from the Chemical Brothers came out, and we know they are Tom Rowlands and Ed Simons, of course. It was their longest album, 14 minutes longer than their debut, Exit Planet Dust, which had been hugely, hugely successful and paved the way for that massive success the Chemical Brothers had. Peaked at number one, it's gone platinum in the UK, and it's got to be the best dance album to feature a clarinet player, without a doubt. John from the Flaming Lips plays on the Private Psychedelic reel. The album included brilliant tracks, right? Setting Sun, remember that, featuring Noel Gallagher. Where Do I Begin? Had Beth Orton on it. Don't Stop the Rock, It Doesn't Matter. Electrobank, Block Rockin' Beats as well, which was a huge, huge hit. The album was created as a whole piece as well. Quite a few of the tracks crossfade into each other, which was a bit of a nightmare if you were trying to take one track for a mixtape, I seem to remember. Doesn't Matter and Don't Stop the Rock were originally released in 96 under the names Electronic Battle Weapon 1 and 2, and they were sent to club DJs around the country and around the world who'd play them in nightclubs or use them to make remixes. So I think we should just get right into it now. Such a special memory from that summer of 1997. This is absolutely brilliant. I've got Setting Sun featuring Noel Gallagher and Block Rockin' Beats.
The Evening Show. Classic album of the week.
X. Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
Radio
X.
The Evening Show. Classic album of the week.
X.
Ah, just such magical memories. Block Rockin' Beats and Setting Sun from the outstanding Dig Your Own Hole. 1997, the 7th of April, it's 21 years old. So Block Rockin' Beats there. Another number one, it was featured on Now 36, right? But it was included on the same day it was released as a single, which meant the people behind Now guessed it would become a number one. That's brave behaviour, isn't it? Or is it slightly irresponsible? Who knows? yeah, they stuck it in the inner sleeve anyway, so they had some confidence. Setting Sun before that went to number one. The Guardian compared it to Underworld's Born Slippy, said it was one of the most experimental and sonically extreme hits of the 90s. They're absolutely right about that. Chemical Brothers gave Noel an instrumental after they decided they wanted to collaborate. So Noel wrote the lyrics himself, and he reworked an Old Oasis song called Coming On Strong. Both Noel and the Chemical Brothers were influenced by the Beatles song Tomorrow Never Knows. You can hear that all the way through the song. A live version was included as the B-side to the fifth single, The Private Psychedelic Reel. Brilliant stuff. The album inlay as well, if you remember it, contained loads of great pictures, artwork for the single Set in Sun, Block Rock and Beats and Electro Bank, and there were tons of other pictures in there too, including the reverse angle of the cover of their first album, the previous album, Exit Planet Dust. How good was that tonight? The Chemical Brothers, Dig Your Own Soul.
Radio X. Gordon Smart.
Radio X.
Royal Blood, without any doubt, were my favourite act at Glastonbury last year. They were outstanding. It was a real moment for them when they really arrived, and I wouldn't bet against them headlining at some stage in the future. A lot of people being tipped for next year. Now, Glastonbury's in a fallow year, of course. We're a year away from the next festival, but people are already talking about that lineup. People who are hotly rumoured already. Led Zepp will be mentioned, the Beach Boys, strong tip for them, and even pop superstar Taylor Swift in the mix. The rumour mill, though, has been churning again today. Could there be a sequined Union Jack dress and platform boots on the bill?
If you wanna be my lover, you gotta get
sorry.
My friends, make it last forever.
Don't panic, don't panic. Now remember last year, Victoria Beckham, she was there with David and Brooklyn on the Sunday to see Ed Sheeran. And Mel C this week has revealed that they all met up recently, and it looks like there could be something on here. So our newspaper, the Daily Mirror, asked her what they would like to do, what their ambitions are, what have they set their sights on, and she just replied with one word: Glastonbury. Stranger things have happened. Could be that Sunday afternoon slot, who knows? Anyway, festival organiser Mr. Michael Eavis, the great man, has hinted that the biggest acts who play the next year will be two or three that have never been on the bill before. So that works. And also, Daughter Emily has confirmed one act has been booked so far. Who could it be? Let's get rid of that Spice Girls nonsense, eh?
The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
Radio X. Radio X.
Now, this week we launched a new feature on the evening show called What's the Story? Our chance to dig a little bit deeper into your stories about the songs that Oasis released that you have a really personal connection to. It's all about the ones that are a little bit off the beaten track as well, so we're not looking for Don't Look Back in Anger, Wonderwall, things like that. We want stories that are just about a little bit off those big songs, the big sing-along choruses, the big choirs you've had at Nebworth, at Balloch, at those huge gigs they played at Milton Keynes. We want those songs that mean something to you in your personal life. We were overwhelmed with the response last night when people got in touch. Couldn't quite believe how many folk had a connection to some of those B-sides that were released in the 90s and some of the songs in the 2000s that maybe just passed us by a little bit. Anyway, on the phone right now, we've got a Radio X listener, a loyal Radio X listener, who has a great story to tell us. Andy, are you there, sir?
I am indeed, yes.
Now, Andy, can you just give us an idea of your fandom, how much you love Oasis? How many times have you been to see them and where?
I've only been to see them the once. It was one of their last tours at Heaton Park, but I've, you know, followed them for many, many years. And, you know, being from originally from Manchester, you can't really go wrong, can you?
Absolutely not, absolutely not. So you I'd imagine you've pretty much got the entire back catalogue in your collection as well, so a lot of songs to choose from. But you've got one in particular and a story behind it that you'd share with us.
Well, it was Stand By Me. Well, it still is Stand By Me. We got married about 10 years ago, and I'd put together a compilation of songs on a CD for my wife, and I put Dido on there for some reason. And I knew when I put it on, I thought, she's bound to pick this, and I didn't know why I'd put it on. And of course, she's driving to work and back home from work, playing this CD, getting through these songs, and I get a text that says, I think you should be Dido. And
no.
I just like, oh no, no. So that ensued quite a long debate about why I'd put Dido on the CD, and if she didn't want it, etc., etc. But anyway, after fighting backwards and forwards, eventually Stand By Me did win out, even though it has a slightly dodgy first line lyric for a first wedding dance song. But, you know, as time has passed, you know, every time we do hear that song now, every time we put it on, it reminds us of that day, and it was a great day.
Fantastic,
and here
Andy.
We are 10 years on.
Brilliant. So your 10th anniversary is in August, is that right?
Yes, it is indeed, yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what, Andy, should we dedicate this to your lovely wife, Claire?
Yes, let's do that.
Right, this is Dido right now on radio. No, it's not. It's not. It's not. Right, Andy, congratulations. So, great choice as well. We completely agree with you. What a brilliant song it is. All the best, Andy, for your wedding anniversary. This is Stand By Me by Oasis, and that was Andy's What's the Story?
Radio X.
The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
Radio X.